To do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
This land of ours is under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Into Friday, August 16th, 2024. Edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. 40 years ago today, God blessed me. I don't know how. I do know why. He got Miss Vicky to agree to marry me on Mackinac Island. 40 years ago today, we were in the Flower Garden at the Windermere Hotel. Mayor Margaret Dowd married us. We had Glenn, the porter, was my best man. And I believe her name was Linda, was the front desk clerk, was Vicky's maid of honor. We had an absolutely fantastic short ceremony. Passerbys were standing there watching us get married. And when I kissed the bride, many people were clapping out there on the street. We took a taxi up to the Grand Hotel. We sat out on the porch, celebrated with an adult beverage at the time, overlooking beautiful Mackinac Island. Sunny, blue skies, roughly 80 degrees. This was absolutely amazing. Amazing that we went through that process together. Her dress in white. I was in white. Hot, beautiful, sunny day. It was fantastic. Unfortunately, today, the weather's not going to accommodate us. We had originally planned to be there today. We had reservations for the Iroquois Hotel where we ate dinner 40 years ago tonight. had it all planned out. After the show, drive to the island, get on the ferry, have a beautiful, sunny, gorgeous day there. Take Miss Vicky for a carriage ride there at Jack's Livery Stable. Have a fantastic day together. Go by Wawashkama Golf Links. Go sit up at the Grand. Then head down to the Iroquois for dinner. Unfortunately, only Shepler's is running. They have problems with the other ferry services. The weather's going to be absolutely horrific there today. High of 71 degrees, winds. So there'll be waves out on the Straits of Mackinac. Thunderstorms, rain throughout the day. Completely, absolutely wiped out our plans to celebrate on the island. So, Helen, I apologize. We will not be there. But I do know why. Why did God put her in my life? Why was I able to convince her to marry me on the island? Why did it happen 40 years ago today? Because it's been an absolute blessing. She's my soulmate. She's my best friend. If I'm going to play golf, I want to play with her instead of any of my male friends. Thank you, Miss Vicky, and thank you, God. Short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
Now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is Friday. We are so much looking forward to this wonderful day, even though the weather's going to be kind of ucky outside, gray, cloudy, going to start raining. At times, they say heavy thunderstorms, high winds. Definitely going to be watering the grass. That is for sure. Things starting to get a little brown out there. Well, that'll be fixed, especially with the thunderstorms. A little nitrogen dumped into the atmosphere, down on the grass, on everything green. Well, it's going to be absolutely wonderful day. We're excited. One of the things that happened last night was county conventions. Text me, 231-360-5140. If your county convention had any excitement, if there was anything interesting that took place. Antrim County held ours right at 7 o'clock, Helena Township, just north of Alden, and it was uneventful. Everybody was very respectful. The chairman became the permanent chair of the convention. He read the agenda. He sworn in the officers necessary to conduct the convention, parliamentarian, the tellers, secretary. Notes were all taken. Nominating committee had put time into vetting the members of the party in Antrim County, put together a slate of delegates to go to the state convention. Flint, Michigan, Saturday, August 24th, 10 o'clock in the morning. We got our delegates. We got our alternates. Unanimous. No discussion. Chairman, hearing none. All in favor, say aye. It was unanimous. Nobody voted no. The actual convention part of the convention was probably done in about 6-7 minutes. That is the process of being a precinct delegate attending your convention. You went through it. Now, one of the things that you have to understand, oh, hey, I just got a text message. Tom and Karen Curtis, the gun doctor. Congratulations on your 40-year anniversary. Tom and I celebrated 50 years back in February of this year. Well, happy anniversary to you. 50 years? Whoa, another 10? I'm looking forward to it, but man, I got to tell you, life is being difficult. We talked about it last night at the county convention. The current clerk here in Antrim, who was not running for re-election, she announced her retirement back in January. It was an open race, 5 candidates. We worked really hard. We knocked on doors. We put up signs. We did mailers. We chased absentee ballots. We made phone calls. We did everything we possibly could, and Vicky won the Republican primary over the other 4 candidates. She got 37.5%. Second place got 23.5%. Wasn't even close. 14-point swing. Well, the bottom line, this process led to the current clerk, after Vicky won the primary, to make an announcement that she's considering a writing campaign against Vicky, just to prevent her from becoming the clerk. And I got to tell you, a lot of people that I didn't expect their support and their absolute disgust, I guess would be a good word, with Cheryl Guy announcing, considering doing that. Longtime county commissioner, former chairman of the Board of Commissioners in Antrim County, Ed Betcher from Elk Rapids. Ed and I haven't always seen eye to eye. We'll just leave it at that. We've had our differences of opinion, but we've always been polite, professional with each other, never personally attacking each other. Well, God had me sit next to him at the convention yesterday. Or actually, I had already chosen my seat. He came and sat next to me, kind of by accident, and then I went over and sat down next to him. We had a good conversation. But I got to tell you, he shared with me that he told Cheryl flat out, you need to retire. You're not going to win. Vicky is going to beat you easily. You will go out a loser, and it will be totally embarrassing. And he told Cheryl that Vicky's not going to do anything to break any laws. All she's going to do is work with the local clerks to clean up the election process in Antrim County. Vicky wrote out a letter to the editor. It ran in the newspapers yesterday, Weekly Choice. Dave Bargray's publication there for Elba and the eastern part of Star Township, it is. Yes, Star and Mancelona. John Tarrant, even, the liberal progressive editor owner of the Antrim Review, he ran her letter. In the Elk Rapids News, we paid for a quarter page ad and ran the letter there as an ad in response to Cheryl Guy's possible writing campaign. Ed said that the majority of people voting in a presidential year, especially here in Antrim County, he says he's seen the numbers over the years. They vote straight Republican ticket. Nobody's going to bother to write in her name. It's going to be embarrassing. She's going to lose. Now, rumors has it that former state representative Greg McMaster and his wife Kim McMaster somehow was involved in a victory party for our county sheriff, Kevin Hoke. Cheryl Guy was there, and a lot of his supporters was very supportive of her doing this writing campaign against Vicky. They were one of them. And we were told that they were going to be leading a 501c4 dark money entity. They're not really a PAC, but they act like one, to do smear campaign against Vicky and against me. Even though I'm not going to have anything to do with her being the county clerk, she's going to be handing over all the responsibilities of the radio station to me while she goes and works 9 to 5 Monday through Friday as a clerk in Antrim County, coming out of retirement to do this. Well, Cheryl Guy's been doing it for 40 years. She graduated high school on a Friday night, began working at the clerk's office on Monday morning, never went to college. She's lived in that county building 9 to 5 for over 40 years. She wanted to retire. That's why Vicky decided to run. But now that Vicky won, her endorsed candidate did not win. David Tucker came in second place to Vicky by 14 points. Well, guess what? Cheryl Guy announces she's going to do a write-in. Vicky explained it in her letter to the editor. Very simple. She believes that if Cheryl Guy prevails with this writing campaign, soon thereafter, she's going to announce her retirement again. Being one of the three members of the election committee, they will appoint her endorsed candidate, David Tucker, again, who came in second place to Vicky. Vicky laid this all out in a very well-written letter to the editors, an ad in the paper, and it's game on. If that's what Cheryl wants to do, well, we'll see who wins. We'll have to spend more money to continue this fight. We thought it was over when we won the primary because no Democrats even running in November. You win the primary, you're unopposed, you're the next clerk. And many people last night kept asking this question. Two points they were making. So she doesn't want to accept the will of the people, the vote of the people. She wants to subvert their vote, cancel out their vote, and run against her in a writing campaign to basically handpick her replacement if and when she decides to retire. And the other major point on this, it's kind of interesting. They said, not only does she want to subvert the vote, but what is she afraid of? Why does she not want Vicky to have the keys to her office? Her office. The office that she's worked in for 40 years. They just freshly remodeled it. What is it that's in that office that she doesn't want Vicky to see or find out about? Or to learn and see where she's failed in certain areas. Y'all know about the 2020 Antrim County election lawsuit by Bill Bailey. The national headlines, the state headlines. Antrim County was basically, I was told by an election integrity expert, an IT expert. His name is Mark Cook. He says Antrim County was literally the tip of the spear in all of these election cases around the country. The things we learned in Antrim County, the things that we have in the unredacted report, knowing exactly what Cheryl Guy did 2 weeks before, during, and after the election, we have all of it documented. Even this year, there was mistakes in the ballot that she ordered, causing a reprint of all of our ballots. We had to pay for ballots twice. A set that wasn't correct, another set that was correct. They went out late. We didn't get our absentee ballots until July 14th. We were supposed to get them on June 21st. They were supposed to be in the mail. And then yesterday at 1:30, they began the final day of certifying the canvassers of Antrim County, two Republicans, two Democrats, began the process to certify our election. Finishing up, we were told, roughly about 3:30, 4 o'clock. The last county in Michigan to certify. And this woman wants to do a writing campaign against my wife. Well, we'll see what the people of Antrim County feel about that. And the other problem we have with this whole process, Democrats could very well cross over and write in Cheryl Guy's name under the Republican county clerk position. Because in November, you can mix and match. You can vote for some Republicans and you can vote for some Democrats. So I guess we'll find out how many Democrats in Antrim County are willing to cross over and write in her name under county clerk. We will find out. We need your prayers and we need your support. Bottom of the Hour News, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan.